Whoa.
That was, there was an extra one there. I wasn't expecting that. Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. It is me. Stu McAllister. With me, as always, are the dogs. Like a wean dog on the couch next to me. She's licking the blanket. She's licking the blanket. She's not chewing the rug. Licking the rug. Say dog is on the rug staring at me. No idea where the cats are. They are probably upstairs shitting on my bed. Two less cats in my life. How was your day, everybody? How was your day? Was it good? Was it fun? Was it exciting? Oh my God. Oh my God, Mickey. I hope it was. Oh, why? Excuse me, because today is Thursday, March 7th, 2020. Quattro. Hopefully it was a good day at work, a good day at school, a good day doing whatever the fuck you do on a motherfucking Thursday. If it wasn't good, have a beer, go to bed, wake up, tomorrow's Friday. I have cracked open a beer, and I already drank it. I ate it with dinner, and now I'm doing the podcast, and when I'm done with the podcast, I'll probably have another, because it was that kind of day. That kind of fucking day. But if you're new to the podcast, maybe you listened to the Nathan Timmel podcast on Monday. I would encourage all of you to go back and listen to that podcast if you haven't listened to it. Or maybe you go back and listen to it again. Comedian Nathan Timmelon, he talked about his special that he has on the YouTubes, Unapologetic. Go check him out on the YouTubes, Nathan Timmel, T-I-M-M-E-L, Timmel, Nathan Timmel on the YouTubes. He's got a lot of followers on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook, all that. I got like none. I have zero followers, but that's fine. I'm not trying to be a comedian anymore. I was a comedian. If you're new to the podcast, I'm Stu McAllister, the host of the podcast. I was a comedian for a long time. I was a social worker for a longer time. Now I make mistakes. A lot. I make a lot of mistakes each and every day. I'm like, oh my God, I made another mistake? Holy fuck. How am I still alive? I should be dead. The odds of probability would indicate that I should be fucking dead. But here I am, podcasting, talking into a Radio Shack tape recorder to six people. But there we go. All right. This is probably going to be a lot of rambling. I'm not intending it to be rambling. Let me see. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I got 10 tabs open for shit to talk about. But odds are pretty fucking good. I'm going to at least ramble 30, 35 minutes, if not longer. Why? I don't know. It's my podcast. I do what the fuck I want. You can do what the fuck you want on your podcast. If you hate this podcast, and trust me, everybody, I'm completely aware that people do not like this podcast because they do not like me. And I don't give a fuck. They can all go fuck themselves. They can all start their own podcast. Oh, my God. Why does he have a podcast? It's so fucking awful. Yeah, it is. It is awful. But anybody can have a podcast. And when I say anybody, I mean fucking anybody. You just got to get yourself a Radio Shack tape recorder and somehow connect it to the internet. Upload it off a fucking analog tape. I don't know how the fuck that happens. It's magic. It's fucking wizardry happens over here. And there you go. You have a podcast. Simple as that. I don't care if you're 6. I don't care if you're 86. You can fucking have a podcast. Who cares? You just need to realize nobody's going to listen to it. And if you're okay with nobody listening to your podcast, keep fucking podcasting. And then maybe some comedians will ask to be on your podcast and you have them on your podcast. And then maybe another person comes along and is like, oh, let me listen to this podcast. Let me waste fucking 45 minutes to an hour out of my day listening to some shitbag talking about shit fucking fuckers on a goddamn stupid fucking podcast. Well, bingo, bango, bongo, you found the right fucking one. Fuck. Last night, I went and saw a comedy show. It's been a long time since I've seen a comedy show. I used to perform every week, and now I fucking barely see comedy. I'm not interested in comedy really anymore. I'm not. It's weird. It was such a big part of my life. Now I'm like, fuck it. If comedy were to be outlawed tonight, I'd be like, all right, I'm cool with it, I guess. It's not going to affect my life at all. This podcast is not a comedic podcast. Fuck it. So I went to see a show. There's a comedy festival happening here in Grand Rapids. It is called Laugh Fest. And it used to be a 2-week festival. Now it's a 1-week festival. Now it's going Wednesday through Sunday. So like 4 days here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. All of the proceeds. This is the good thing about this festival. Most comedy festivals are feeding someone's pocket. And when I say someone, I mean anyone but the fucking comedian. All these shitty. If there's a festival in your town, trust me, the comedians are not getting the money. The venue's getting the money. The producers of the podcast are getting the money. Hotels are getting money. Restaurants are getting money. Everybody's getting money except the goddamn performers. Trust me, everybody. It's real. It's real. But all the proceeds go towards Guilds Club of Grand Rapids, an organization that helps people deal with grief and loss issues concerning cancer. They provide free services to people. So it's a great organization. I highly encourage you to donate to a Guilds Club if there's one in your town. There's like, 15 or so across the country. I don't have an exact number. It's probably like 90 or maybe it's like 5. I don't fucking know the number. But if you go to Gildas, let me see. If you go to laughsgr.org, you can find out all the information about the comedy shows happening. If you happen to live in the West Michigan area and you do want to see some comedy, laughsgr.org is a good place to go. But I went to a show last night at Midtown, which is a venue downtown. At the Celebration Cinema Movie Theater. It's a little, like, I wouldn't call it a banquet hall, but it's a little performance venue. I've seen some shows there. Have I done a show there? I don't know if I've been on that stage or not. Huh, weird, right? That's weird. But the show last night was all the people performing were people who have survived cancer. They're all cancer survivors. So what are the qualifications that you need to be on the show that you survive cancer? Does it mean that you're funny? No. It just means you had cancer and you kicked it to the curb. Great. That's great. It was a free show. My buddy Adam Deggie was on it. I felt like I should go and support Adam. So I went. I haven't been downtown Grand Rapids in a while. And let me tell you, I'm not missing a fucking thing. Jesus Christ. When I drive down there, the parking is shit. I had to park a little bit of a distance. I'm a grown-ass man, so I don't worry about a ton. I don't worry about motherfuckers fucking with me. I'm pretty tall. I'm surly. I don't give a shit. Fuck you, homeless dude. I don't give a fuck. Or fuck you, unhoused dude. Let me tell you about the unhoused people in Grand Rapids. I don't give a fuck if you call them unhoused. I don't give a fuck if you call them homeless. I don't give a fuck if you call them bums. I really don't give a shit. The older I get, the less tolerant I become of fucks. And let me tell you, these people are fucks. Not all of them. A lot of them. There's a difference. As I drive downtown, I can't find parking, so I got to park a bit away. And as I park a little bit of away, I'm seeing some of these fucks. Dude's just fucking peeing in doorways. Just fucking letting urine fly. They had fucking guys lookouts for them too, to make sure nobody walked up on them, I guess. But I'm driving past looking at them going, hey, fuck, dude. Now, that has been an issue in Grand Rapids of homeless people just kind of peeing anywhere. So they have, they've put out like these permanent porta potties, I guess you would call them. They're not the big plastic ones that you'll see at like outdoor venues or whatever. These things were like metal and they're big. It kind of almost like they have a changing room on them. And it looks like they can be locked. Now, I don't know. So I don't know if they lock them overnight or something or what. I don't know why they would do that. Why would you lock a fucking porta potty, right? I would rather have these guys fucking in the porta potty than fucking pissing in doorways. So I used to know a guy. Well, I still know a guy, Reverend Charles Smith. He owned Dodd's Records, and he had the establishment was downtown. And he used to complain all the time that he would catch guys behind his shop just taking a shit in the alleyway. Can you imagine? You're trying to leave work or you're coming into work, and there's just this huge fucking steaming pile of fecal matter in your doorway. I think that was part of the reason why he left. He closed shop and he moved it to a different area of town. I don't blame him. I don't blame him. And I saw a lot of ass, these fucking degenerate bums, because that's what I'm going to call anyone. If I see your fucking ass, you're not unhoused, you're not homeless, you're a fucking bum. If I see your ass crack. If I see more ass crack than I do on a plumber, you're a fucking bum. And I saw way too much ass yesterday. Not even good ass. This is bad ass. This is like fucking hairy, fucking unwashed ass. Fucking ungood. So I go and I park, right? And I'm walking down. And I'm just trying to get to the fucking thing because the show's for free. But I'm like going, I don't know if there's going to be good attendance or not. It's a Wednesday 7 o'clock show with a bunch of no names on it. I'm going to assume it's not, but you never fucking know. Grand Rapids people love their free fucking shows. They don't give a shit. It doesn't matter what it is. It's like, oh, it's fucking free. Fuck yeah. Give it to me, baby. I'll fucking watch this shit for free. Fuck yeah. So I'm walking past people. I walk past some unhoused dude. He's asking me for money. He was a dude that I saw his ass. I should have been like, no, I got no money for you, baby, but shake that ass. You'll probably earn some money. I get there. I walk in. I see people I know. I'm like, ugh. There's a lot of people that I know that when I see them, I'm like, ugh, you know, you guys know what I'm talking about. Are there people in your life that you would rather just not ever see again? Like, you don't necessarily hate them, but you're just like, ah, fucking hell. I got to deal with this shit. Fuck. Right. That's kind of where I was. I was like, so you just got to go. You got to shake hands. You're like, hey, what's going on, man? All right. I don't give a fuck. All right. Go fuck yourself. All right. I'm going to go find a seat. Please don't sit near me. Fuck you. I walk in and I'll tell you this, everybody. It was not a well-attended event. It wasn't. But as I said, it was a 7 o'clock show on a Wednesday with a bunch of no-names. You know, there you go. So I go. And I sit down, and then I realize, like, oh, am I supposed to go get a drink, like, at the bar? Or is there a waitress service? Like, I don't know how this fucking happens. So I go, I walk to the bar, like, hey, you got a, do I buy from you or what? And they're like, oh, yeah, someone will come to you. I'm like, all right. So I go to sit down, and as I walk past these people, and they're like, hey, hey, fuckface. And I was like, oh, hey. And it was my buddy Adam. It was his mom and her husband, her new husband, and not Adam's dad. Adam's dad is divorced his mom, and he, unfortunately, Adam's father passed. He's no longer with us. So it's a stepdad. I don't know if Adam calls him stepdad or if he just calls him Chuck or whatever. Doesn't matter. And they're like, oh, hey! And apparently, when I walked past, I'd walk past them first, and apparently Adam's mom, Alice, yelled at me, and apparently I was so wrapped up in my own world, I didn't hear her. Which happens. Does that happen to you? Do you get wrapped up in your own head? I get wrapped up in my own head, and fucking, it doesn't matter what's going on. I'm just thinking about whatever. And for me at that time, it's like, please, I don't want to see any more fuckers I don't want to talk to. Just let me get to my seat. And so I'm talking to them, and I shake both their hands, and Adam's stepfather, I'll just call him Chuck. I don't know his real name. Chuck, if you're listening and Chuck's not your real name, and I'm sure it's not your real name, I'm sorry, Chuck. I can't remember your name. I barely remember my name most days. But he keeps commenting on how cold my hands are. He's like, oh, fuck, your hands are cold. And so, yeah, I'll be the first to admit to you, everybody, odds are pretty good that if I shake your hands, my hand will be cold. Poor circulation on my part. I'm pretty thin. I'm lean. There's not a lot of fat on me, so I'm just fucking cold. I don't fucking tell you. I'm cold as shit all the time. So I'm just cracking jokes, you know, cold hands, cold heart. I'm dead probably. I'm dead. They're all laughing. This is the goal, whatever. I was like, all right, thanks for calling me over. Good to see you. All right. I'm going, I sit down. And then as I'm sitting down, behind me are some people who are clearly open micers, clearly open mic fox. And I'm listening to them talk, and it took every ounce of willpower in my body to not turn around and go, you're all fucking stupid. Because they're talking about things that nobody other than comedians give a fuck. They're talking about venues and how nice things are and, oh, my God, the stage and the lights. No one gives a fuck about any of that shit. Comedians are a bunch of self-centered fucks. I'd say about 99% of them are really, they're wrapped up in their own world. They're talking about shit that nobody cares about. I'll include myself in it. When I was doing comedy, I would talk about a lot of shit that just doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't fucking matter. It does. Hey, does it fucking matter? No, it doesn't fucking matter. It's all fucking horse shit. This shit's fucking horse shit. What kind of shit? Horse shit. Horse shit? Yeah. Ugh. I'm just like, oh my God. And then they're sucking the dick of one of the comics who's getting on stage, who is, I'll say it, shit. They're not good. They're shit. Whatever. Sucking their cock. Sucking their fucking cock. Like, oh my God. Please, can we start the show? Can we start the I don't want to hear this shit anymore. Let's start the show. So Adam's there. He comes over. He sits. He's talking with me. And this other guy, Matt Cook, that I know, he comes over, he sits with me, and we're just shooting the shit. And the show starts, and they got, they always have, like, it isn't the MC or the host. It's like a person who comes on, reads, like, announcements, and, hey, Gilda's Club, donate money, da-da-da-da. And there are always people who are not, they're not stage ready. And I'll tell you this, everybody, there is a certain level of talent that's needed to, when you get on stage, you need to be engaging. You need to get the fucking crowd pumped. You need to at least get the crowd paying fucking attention. And it's always weird. It's weird when you see people get on stage. And as someone who did that for so fucking long, I was the house MC of the comedy club in town for like 10 years. And that's too fucking long, but I became very good at it. Whether I like to admit it, or whether other people will admit it, I was fucking good at it. I'm not good at a lot of things, but I was fucking good at that. And so when I see people do a shitty job, I get pissed. Well, what do you know? I'm not a part of the fest anymore. I'm not volunteering. I'm not performing. I can't say a fucking thing. So I don't. And the show goes on. My buddy Brian B, he was the first comedian, but then he takes over like the hosting component of it from the woman who did the announcements. And I've known Brian at least 16 years, because he was talking about the open mic that he does has been going on for 16 years. And I was at the very first open mic that he did. I did the very first one, because he talks about it. And then he also talked about how he's hosted every single one of his shows except for one. And you know who hosted that one? You're fucking talking to him, or I'm talking to you, I guess. I was that one. And I told Brian, he gave it up because that was when Brian was dealing with cancer. And I told, Brian had a point where he's like, I can't do it. Can you do it? I'm like, all right, I did it. And then I told Brian, I said, hey, man, you should consider letting other people host your show, right? Because, I mean, it's still your show. You can still set up the order. You can still give people, this is like your amount of time. But you let someone else host it, and then you can get on stage and you can do your thing. You get on stage and do like 8 minutes of time or whatever, 10 minutes of time, or fire loot 20 minutes of time, whatever, close it out. And he said something to me, which I understand from his perspective, but from my perspective, I'm like, you're high as fuck. He said to me, letting someone else host the show would be like watching someone else fuck your wife. And I was like, you need therapy. So he's never let anybody else host the show. Whatever. You know, you someone gets something in their brain and sometimes can't help them, and there you go. So the show's going along, and as I said, some guys were funnier than others. At one point I had to get them to leave. I go leave and to go use the bathroom, and then when I come back, I see the president of Gilda's Club, Grand Rapids. Her name is Wendy Wigger. What a name, right? What a name. I'm a fan of Wendy. I like Wendy. Wendy's a little severe. If you guys know what I'm talking about, if you don't know what I'm talking about, that's okay. She is a very nice lady. I haven't seen her in a while. I haven't participated in Laugh Fest in like 3 years maybe. And I go to her, I go to shake her hand. I was like, hey, Wendy, how are you? And I put my hand out, and she's like, oh my God, is this the ghost of Laugh Fest past? Cause, you know, she's cracking wise on me. And I was like, yeah, I know, I've been hiding and whatever. And she's like, oh, you're going to shake my hand? And go, oh, and she gives me a hug, which is a little weird for me. I never envisioned Wendy's being a hugger, but I'm like, okay. So we hug it out. We're talking, and we're talking about Laugh Fest and the event and everything else. And they've really pared it down. They've trimmed it down for, I'm assuming, for administrative purposes and everything else. There's a certain level of money investment that goes into a festival that's going on for 2 weeks. Fucking the greatest and biggest comedy festival of all time, Just for Laughs in Montreal, apparently is no longer going to be. I've encouraged people to go, and now I found out yesterday that it's filing bankruptcy and they're shutting down. Apparently they're not even going to do it this year. They owe millions of dollars of money, apparently. I'm like, oh my God, fuck, why? So Wendy was talking about kind of the disappointment of the turnout of the crowd, and I had to tell her what I told you guys. I'm like, it's a 7 o'clock show on a Wednesday. Like, you know, there's nobody on this bill that anybody has any kind of name recognition. Everyone in that room is either there because of a specific performer on the stage, or they're there because of fucking Gilda's Club. Nobody in that room was there because they're a fan of comedy, as sad as that is. Hey, you want to come to a comedy show? No. It's benefits and cancer charity. All right. I'll go. Fuck. I hate comedy, but I'll support cancer. Ugh. So it was all right. This is something that bothered me too. Like, you sit down, the lady came over, she took my order, I ordered a beer, and then I got, like, some Chex Mix type stuff, which was stale as fuck. Midtown, if anyone from Midtown is listening, your Chex Mix shit, your fucking pseudo-fake Chex Mix shit was goddamn fucking stale as fuck. Jesus Christ. Throw that shit in the microwave and freshen it up or something. I don't know what to tell you. But she takes my order, and then my buddy Matt sits down with me, and he's drinking a Bud Light, and then I order a Bud Light, and then unbeknownst to me, he fucking orders a round for him and me, so I end up having 3 beers last night. I wasn't planning on it. And then the show's over, we're all done, and then I was like, hey, why isn't there a bill here? Now, she took my credit card to begin with. Like, that seems to be the thing now. Everybody pays in advance, which I don't have a problem with. But I never got a fucking bill. Like, she never came over and said, yeah, your total is this. Like, there was no, like, tip. So how the fuck does that happen? I feel like they need to come over and tell you, like, hey, yeah, your bill was fucking this. I'm like, it was weird. I was very nonplussed. I was not happy. I was like, fuck this. Will I ever go back there again? Fuck no. Fuck no. Support Laughfest, everybody. So this morning, I had to work. If you're like, Stu, who the fuck employs you? I work for the West Michigan Whitecaps, a single-A baseball team for your Detroit Tigers. Specifically selling Dippin' Dot ice cream. I trail all over the great state of Michigan delivering Dippin' Dot ice cream. So today, I had to go to 2 schools. And then I had to go to 3 hockey rinks. All that the young fuck, my coworker, the young fuck, is responsible for. And he just doesn't do it because he's a shitbag and a shit fuck and a fucking asshole. So I have the orders already. For the 2 schools, I have the orders. But Todd, he's got the orders. He gave me the orders. I was like, all right. First place I go, Northville High School. 2.5 hours or so to get there. Fuck. All right. They ordered 2 cases of each flavor of the frozen yogurt. Because it's like diet Dippin' Dots. It tastes like shit. But it meets like nutritional guidelines for high schools. So that's 8 cases, 4 flavors, 2 each. A cream, a dough, a cotton candy, and a banana split. So I'm like, all right. So I go, I get there. I've been there many, many times. A sheriff or a police officer comes. He opens the door. I'm like, great. I look in. They need all of them other than the banana split. It doesn't make any sense to me. They had a lot of banana split. I didn't give them 2. I gave them 1. I probably shouldn't even give them 1. It doesn't make any fucking sense to me. They had another flavor. Rainbow was in there, but they didn't order rainbow. They only had there was maybe half a case. I'm like, I don't know. I don't understand these fucking people. So I'm like, okay, whatever. I leave. I go on. I go to the next school. They got a whole bunch ordered. They don't order fucking frozen yogurt because they're doing it right. I go in. Security guard opens the door. I go in. I'm putting the stuff in. And then I realize these motherfuckers didn't have the freezer plugged in. It's not plugged in. The freezer's warm as fuck. So I plug it in because I'm like, oh, shit. A freezer needs to be plugged in. Now, these motherfuckers, they made an order. So they knew I was coming. I don't understand why these people unplug shit. Why are you unplugging a freezer? Like, it was empty. There was nothing in it. But why are you unplugging a freezer? It was unfucking real. So I left him a note. I said, hey, your freezer was unplugged. Please don't unplug your freezer. Thank you. Like, the only time they should unplug the freezer is at the end of the school year when they're not going to have fucking school for 3 months. You stupid dicks. So then I'm on my way. I go do these fucking, these hockey rinks. There's one in Ann Arbor, there's one in Brighton, there's one in Howell. I go do all this shit. And then as I'm leaving the one in Ann Arbor, because I'm going to Ann Arbor, Brighton, Howell, that's the way I should go. I get a call from Todd, my boss Todd. He's Todd.
He's like, hey, this gas station in Garden City called. They said they need product. They don't have any product.
And it's a new place. We've absorbed all these accounts from corporate. The corporate has said these accounts are shit. You guys can have them. And I'm like, oh, thanks, corporate. Thanks for giving us these shitty fucking gas stations and shitty fucking towns. Thanks, you dicks. Thanks. So I'm asking Todd. I'm like, ah, fucking hell, man. I was like, here's the deal. I'm going to go. And then whoever I'm going to talk to behind the 8 inches of bulletproof glass isn't going to know shit from fuck or fuck from shit. They're not going to be able to write me a check or nothing. He's like, just go. I'm like, all right. And I would have bet money, everybody, that it was a gas station I'd been to before, but I was wrong. I make a lot of mistakes. And I go in, and I had to redo everything. I ended up selling them like 9 cases. And guess what? They didn't write me a check, though. The guy was like, I don't know. We fucking had a credit card on file before. I'm like, I don't know. So, I mean, I just tell Todd. I was like, Todd, you know, just tell him what it is. Tell him what it is. And I move on. My job, everybody. This is my job. My job should be I am the driver. I'm the merchandiser. I'm the salesman. I want nothing to do with the fucking money. I want nothing to do with it. I as a driver and a merchandiser, I should never fucking have to deal with money. I don't want to deal with it. Fuck you and fuck your mom. I don't care. So I go on to the other hockey rinks. I get to the very last one. And they also had made called to make an order. And I told the lady, I said, this is a woman I've dealt with before many times. She's like the manager of the hockey rink, whatever. I was like, yeah, you don't ever really need to make an order. I mean, there should be a driver coming through at least once a month. And I said, but for when you guys make an order, what that tells me is that my coworker is not coming. I tell her this because I don't give a shit anymore. I'll throw my coworker onto the bus. He's not doing his job. The young fuck is not doing his job. And she's like, yeah, I haven't seen the guy in forever. And so that's the thing, everybody. It would be her. She's the one working. You cannot get into the concession stand. It is locked. You need to have someone let you in. So he is not coming by. He is not doing what he needs to do. He's a huge piece of shit. And I fucking hate him. Now he, the young fuck, got into a fight today with the old fuck. I got a lot of fucks. There's young fuck, old fuck, and Kylie. And I'm hearing it from everybody. No one was there when I got in. I got in at 6. Nobody was there. Nobody's ever there when I fucking get in. So I'm gone. And then apparently these fucks got into an argument with each other. No fists were thrown. It was all like verbal argument, whatever. They don't like each other. The old man doesn't like the young fuck because the young fuck is shit. I've said it before. I'll say it again. He's shit. But so apparently the young fuck parked his van inside, whatever. The old man took the van home and he came back to like fill it up, whatever. The old man apparently got into work before the young fuck. And then there was some argument about the van was in the way and filling up freezers, whatever. You disrespect me. No, you disrespected me. It just sounds like something fucking idiots are yelling at each other. Like two dumb fucks who live in a trailer park are yelling at each other over the goddamn fence in between their stupid mobile homes. Just fucking idiots. And old man Curtis actually called me to talk to me about it. And I was like, I'm just like driving and I'm like, You guys ever have that conversation? If you're talking to somebody and they're just going, they're not listening because I wasn't listening. I was like, because I didn't care because they're both fucking idiots. These guys are two fucking idiots. How is it that you guys are getting into problems? If someone's van's in the way, just be like, hey, man, can you move your van for a second? I'm going to take off. And then there you fucking go. And then you move the van, the other person leaves, and there you go. Trust me, everybody. I don't like my coworkers. I've said this many, many times. I don't care for them. I hate when we do work outings because I don't want to be around my coworkers. I don't want to be around them. especially on my free time. I should be getting paid to be around my coworkers. I don't give a fuck. Ugh, so dumb. Fucking idiots. So during the day, for those who haven't paying attention, I probably talked about this more on the Patreon, because I do more episodes of the Patreon. Please consider subscribing to the Patreon if you could. Well, Stu, what's the Patreon? The Patreon is like OnlyFans, but it's for podcasts and not hot naked chicks, okay? If you go to patreon.com, patreon.com, you can search Elemental Podcast and you'll find it. $5 a month. What do you get for $5 a month? More. That's it. Is it better? Nope. Anything extra? Not really. It's just more. Free episodes Mondays and Thursdays, Patreon episodes every other day of the week. So I'm more than likely, I've been talking about this on the Patreon. But I'd hopped on a dating site, Coffee Meets Bagels. God knows how I ended up on that. I think I read about it on some article. And I'm like, oh, I'll try this as opposed to like Bumble or Match or Tinder or whatever. Tinder is now like a legit dating site, if you guys didn't know that. If you're thinking you can go to Tinder to just fucking have random sex, you're wrong. It's all fucking dating site now. And they're like, ah, Christ. I was just looking to hook up with some skank. I don't want to fucking get on a dating site. So I'm on Coffee Meets Bagel. This woman matched with me. She lives up north near Gaylord. So I've been communicating with her. And from moment one, everything just seemed a little goofy, right? Everything was a little goofy. Like, she apparently graduated high school in Pennsylvania. The phone number she had, the area code was for Memphis. She apparently is from Norway, though. And she lives in Gaylord, Michigan, as a chef working for a Chinese construction company or something, like contract work. It's all very, very weird, right? All super duper weird. None of it's making any sense to me. But we're communicating, right? She deleted her profile on Coffee Meets Bagels, which is that's just weird to me too. So we're just kind of talking through text. We exchange phone numbers because, you know, you got to progress a little bit. So we're communicating through text. And so I'm asking her to do things. I'm like, hey, can you take a picture of yourself giving the thumbs up? And she sent me one with the thumbs up. And I was like, hey, can you send me a picture of your hand? And she sent me a picture of her hand, whatever. And then we're just kind of communicating, and her English is just off a little bit. She says she's from Norway, but the way she wrote, the way she responded, reminded me of how someone from Asia would respond. Just kind of stilted, clearly, even if I didn't know this woman was from, you can't see the air quote, from Norway, I would know English is not this person's first language, right? And so we're just kind of communicating, whatever. It is what it is. It's a little weird. She seems to be pushing a little harder too for connection. Oh, also, she's a widow. Her husband passed away 3 years ago from cancer. Apparently he was a chain smoker and he died from cancer. All awful. So the very much detail oriented with her story and her background, right? So she would occasionally send me pictures, but sometimes her pictures just seemed a little odd. The pictures were her and very nice and whatever, but it was just kind of strange. And at one point she sent me a picture of her passport, right? Because she was wearing a necklace and it had the letter C on it. And I asked her about that. And she's like, oh, yeah, that's for my first name. And, she'd always told me her name was Anne. And I was like, well, I thought your name was Anne. And she's like, oh, yeah, but my first name's really Caroline, and Anne's my middle name. And then she sends me a picture of her passport. I'm like, what? Why would you send me a picture of your passport? I didn't ask her to. It was just she sent it. I'm like, that was weird. So we're doing more and more. And then someone suggested that I do reverse image on her, and I had tried, and I thought I did it, and apparently I was incorrect. I did not do it correctly because I'm an old man and I use a Radio Shack tape recorder and technology is not my friend. So I'm like, okay, whatever. Okay. So my friend does it and she's like, oh, this is what I found. I was like, oh, Christ. Now, the picture she had sent me was apparently on a whole bunch of, like, porn sites. Like, oh, my God. So I tried to redo it again, and I found out I have a Google Pixel. That's my phone. And I have a thing on it called Google Lens, which you can take a picture and you put it in a Google Lens, and then it will do a search for you. Right, it just does a search, not necessarily like a reverse search, but it does a search. And so I usually use it for like football cards to help me find a football card. But this time I did it on the picture, and sure as fucking up, all of these pictures kept popping up on like porn sites. I'm like, God damn it. Like, she even sent me a picture that she said was like of her sister and her mother. Wrong. Apparently it was her and just like two other ladies who were, they're all like OnlyFans models. So apparently I'm trying to narrow it down. I'm like, all right, well, who is this porn person that I'm fucking, I'm apparently following or is messaging me or whatever. Well, I found her, everybody. I found her. So if you were interested in a picture of the woman who was trying to catfish me, her name on Twitter is Mrs. Poindexter. So if you need the Twitter handle, it's at Poindexter _ Mrs. MRS. Poindexter Mrs. And her bio says, average mom, 46, Native American, senior executive in technology, computer engineering, chemist, hunter, and outdoors woman. She has almost a million followers on Twitter. Jesus criminy. And then if you, she's got a link to her like YouTube and Reddit and her OnlyFans, if you give a shit about any of that, whatever. Now, like I said, the other two women in the massive picture, the big picture, the group picture were apparently her like podcast partners. They have a podcast for whatever reason. If you want to hear OnlyFans models podcast, there you fucking go. So I took a screenshot of it and I sent it to Anne and I was like, oh, Anne. And I didn't hear anything back from her immediately. And then I just ended up blocking the number. I was like, well, this has gone on far enough and it's not going to go anywhere anyway. And so I'm talking with the person who told me to do the reverse image. And, you know, I was like, oh, yeah, thanks. You know, thanks for telling me. You know, I'm not surprised by it, to be honest, everybody. It just kind of sucks when it comes to the reality of it. You finally found out that the shit's fake, right? Like you in the back of your brain, you're like, oh, I hope this isn't fake. This shouldn't be fake. Because she was responding like inappropriate ways. It was just kind of weird. Now I'm like, in my brain, I'm always thinking like on all of the spam shit, whatever it is. I'm always like, what's the end game? Is the end game going to be? I'm assuming it's going to be asking me for money, and I won't give anybody money that I don't know. Have I ever met you in person? I haven't. Well, then go fuck yourself. I'm not giving you money. I guess that's my rule of thumb. That's a kind of it's a pretty loosey-goosey rule of thumb. But I'm like, oh, I'm never going to give you money, lady. So, like, it's sort of like, what's the point? What's the long haul? Now, it was being explained to me that the like there's the long con game of being like online girlfriend or whatever. And I'm like, who the fuck wants that? Why do I want an online girlfriend? To do what? I want a girlfriend to fucking whack me off. That's what I want a girlfriend for. I don't need an online girlfriend. That's fucking ridiculous. Now, maybe some dudes, that's all they fucking want. And to me, in my brain, what a fucking waste. What a waste. So then I'm like going, all right, are they going to try to scam and get like my banking info? Are they thinking eventually years down the line, I'm going to slip into dementia and then just give them banking info? I mean, I didn't give this woman any kind of information at all. Other, I think the only information I gave were the names of my pets. These are my four pets. Wean dog, cow cat, Larry, fucking Sadie dog. You're like, what? But that's it. So it's all very disappointing. Now, it was pointed out to me that I should have fucked with them more. And I'm just like, ah, fuck. It would not have been fun for me, everybody. It wouldn't have been fun for me to fuck with these people. I don't get enjoyment in that kind of way at all. Right? I mean, do you guys? Like, have you guys ever been catfished or someone attempted to catfish you? Like, I don't have the time or the patience in dealing with it. I'm just like, well, block you and move on. I don't want any part of it. I'm understanding that it's the whole lonely heart thing. And she actually said that she was tired of being lonely. Like, that was one of her descriptors or what she was telling me. And you're like, oh, yeah, no, I fucking get it. Hell, but the older you get, the more lonely you get, I think, because more and more people just get wrapped up in their own little world. And if you're not a part of that little world, you can easily be surrounded by nothing, which currently I feel like I am. I'm surrounded by not much of much. So hence the whole being on a dating site. And now, Coffee Meets Bagel apparently is letting me down because there's been her, and then there have been two other ladies who've matched with me who Coffee Meets Bagel's, at least credit to them, has like, oh yeah, these people are not real. And I'm like, yes, I can tell they're not real because it's all these very attractive young ladies who are like, oh, I'm interested in this fucking old fuck. No, get out of here. No. 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 So whatever. Ain't life grand. 48 minutes in, everybody. I told you it was going to be a lot of rambling. Jesus Christ. All right. I'm gonna end it there. A couple things, everybody. If you can like the Facebook page, if you can like the Twitter page, that would be sweet. If you're like some weird sex bot spammer, please go like it. Elemental Podcast on Facebook and Twitter. That's where you will hear clips of the day sent in by listener Jason. Jason listens to the podcast probably more than most of you. He finds something funny and then he sends it to me and then I post it. I have no idea what he's going to send me. So it's always a treat for me. So please do that. Elemental Podcast. If you guys could rate, review, subscribe. If you listen to this podcast and you like this podcast, please rate, review, subscribe. That'd be awesome. I'd appreciate that. If you don't like the podcast, just move along. You don't have to do shit. Just be like, oh, yeah, this podcast ain't for me, and you move on. I find that too many people, like, that's, whenever they leave comments, the majority of the time, like, on comments, cards, or whatever, it's always the shit. Just the shit, shit, shit. I'm mad. I'm offended. Whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Fuck off. Move on. Go find something you do like, you dumb dick. Get out of here. Get out of here! So please do that. If you could subscribe to the Patreon, that'd be sweet. $5 a month. Appreciate that. If you could check out my TeePublic store, check out my Mercari store, that'd be great. If you can't find the links to either of those, I'll send you the links. The TeePublic, I got that Jart shirt. Summer's coming up. We got to bring back Jarts. Go check it out on TeePublic. Please do that. And then I got 7 things I would like you to do. I'd like you to go to Instagram and check out Bear Boards and Tables. That's Bear Like a Grizzly Bear Boards and Tables. My buddy Mark, he makes a lot of cool things out of wood. I've purchased several things from him. I put my money where my mouth is. I've purchased several things from him. So go to his Instagram page. You will find a link to his Mercari store. You can buy something from him. And as I've said, please let him know what you want. If you don't see something that you like, let him know. Like, I asked him, I said, hey, can you make me some frames for my sports cards? And he was like, fuck yeah. And he did. And it came out great. So please check him out, Bear Boards and Tables. Please do that on Instagram. Head over to Facebook. Check out Magic JBM. My buddy John Midgley is a magician. He's a good magician. He's super into magic. Check out his page on Facebook, Magic JBM, for all your magic needs. Do it yesterday, do it today, okay? Check out West Michigan Trading Cards and Sports Memorabilia. It is a group where you can show cards, trade cards, sell cards, buy cards, whatever you want. All you got to do is answer the four simple, easy-peasy questions to get in, because it's a group and not a page, and then you're in. You don't need to live in West Michigan either. You just need to answer those four simple questions. So please do that. West Michigan Trading Cards and Sports Memorabilia. Check out Extra Levels Gaming. It's a video game store in Holt, Michigan. They got old games, new games, games for any kind of system. So if you're a gamer or know a gamer, and the odds are pretty good, right? The odds are pretty good. You are a gamer or you know a gamer. It'd be weird if you didn't. So go check them out, Extra Levels Gaming, Holt, Michigan. Please do that. Check out the Sunday Slaw. That's Adam and Stephanie House. They eat a shit ton of coleslaw. A shit ton of coleslaw. And then they do Facebook Live videos of themselves eating it. And then you can watch along and they tell you if it's good or not. So please check out their page, the Sunday Slaw. And then, because they love each other tremendously, they got a podcast that they do. It's called the Forced Entry Podcast. It's a relatable podcast. They talk about their marriage, relationships, being parents, all sorts of good shit. So all shit that you can relate to, right? So every Tuesday, they drop new episodes on Spotify. So check them out. The Forced Entry Podcast. So you did that. And then last but not least, my main man, Matt Harper. He is on TikTok and Instagram at Matt Harper Art. He doesn't have things for sale currently, but he does want you to go to his Laugh Fest show tomorrow, Friday the 8th, over at the Creston Brewery. I think it's called the Golden Age Palace or something. I don't know. It's Golden Age, something. Who cares? It's Karajoki. He's got, like, I think, seven comedians. They do some time up front, they tell some jokes, and then they karaoke a song. So it is a Laugh Fest show, so all the proceeds go towards Guilds Club of Grand Rapids. If you go to laughfestgr.org, you can buy tickets. I will be there. I have tickets. Me and listener Chad, my buddy Chad, we're going to go. We're going. We have tickets. We're going. So if you go, please come say hello, I guess, right? I'll try to be not weird. I'll try. So we'll see you tomorrow. And then, if you guys didn't know, I will be doing a live podcast on Saturday, April 13th. I have an address. I don't know it offhand. I got a venue. I don't know it offhand. But save the date. So I'm giving you a month notice. Save the date. Live podcast for the Patreon. Stu, why are you doing a live podcast? The 1,000th episode of the Patreon. That's a shit ton of fucking podcasting, everybody. That's a fucking shit ton of podcasting. So we're going to do a live podcast. Old co-host Graham will be there. Matt Harper will be there. Maybe Jamie. I'm thinking Jamie, unfortunately, will not be there. She's got, like, family obligations. I've tried to tell her, listen, family's there forever. The 1,000th episode of the Patreon podcast is not there forever. So we'll see if I can guilt her into coming. Probably not, but I will try. So that's it, everybody. I am done. I'll see you guys tomorrow for the Patreon, hopefully. I will see you guys on Monday for the next freebie. So you guys have a good weekend. Enjoy doing what you do. And yeah, that's it. All right, you guys are great. I love you. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you guys later. Have a good day. Okay, bye.